Peace, beloveds, and welcome to Opinionated and Enlightened with your girl, Moon Goddess B. Here, I offer prophetic energetic guidance for the collective through whatever means the divine sees fit. So settle in, and if you found this recording, welcome home. Surprise, guys. I am back yet again. This is episode number 7. When I started this, let me tell y'all how my team tricks me, okay? When I first started this, I had 3 very distinct messages. And I'm not sure if it's as people are listening, more answers are coming up that's being revealed and thereby making me have to elaborate upon things. But today really feels like a bit of a continuation from when we were talking about reprogramming after shadow work. I'm not sure what I'm going to call this episode just yet. So I can't even tell you that you know from the title exactly what we're going to be talking about. So I'm just going to jump into it. Okay. I want to talk about the way that we experience people in the matrix and how that impacts the way we experience our connection to the divine. Like, basically, why healing our human interactions that we've had and past experiences and traumas and all of that stuff, and the way it correlates to relationship, the way that that manifests in our day-to-day lives with the people that we encounter, it greatly impacts the way that we connect to the divine as well. And most times it's on a very subconscious level. So in my workshops, when I'm teaching people about emotional intelligence, emotional regulation and stress management and all of that stuff, I always go into a very basic understanding about how the brain works. So if you follow me, you've heard me talk about the brain. I won't dive too deep into this, but I am going to give a little bit of an understanding of how our brains work, how reprogramming after shadow work can take experiences that we have had in the past, that we will continue to have with humans as we encounter them, and figure out exactly what our feelings about them are, how to alchemize those feelings in a way that makes it more useful, not only to our experience, but the way that we experience the divine and opening up our heart spaces to really be able to receive the communications that we need in order to create these realities that we're working to create. Like, I don't know if you understand, but it's like co-creation with the divine is, again, going to be more effective when you are in relationship, contrary to when you just feel like you are powerless and you're just following orders. So it's so interesting that I was talking to my best friend before I started recording this, and I was telling her that these messages are coming through and they feel like they're for someone very specific or for a very small group of individuals. So the energy that I'm feeling is someone who is either like new to spirituality, but you feel advanced, you know things, and you don't really know how you know them because you haven't studied up on this. It could be someone who is familiar with all this, but you've received a recent, like you've gone through a recent awakening or received a new upgrade or download. This could also be for someone who was previously very scientifically minded. So you were a little closed off to spirituality, but now you're becoming more open-minded and you have some questions. So as I said, these energies feel very specific. That's not to say that if that's not your experience that you can't stay. I'm sure you will glean something from this. It's going to be very useful to anyone who's listening. So if you have been led here, just continue to listen. I just wanted to call out those specific people because I know how having confirmation early on can be very important. And I feel like whomever is listening, you'll receive that. So let's get into it. So when I say that I want to give you a basic understanding of the brain, I'm talking about very basic, like down to a computer. So imagine a new computer or a laptop that you've just taken out of the box, right? Our brains are wired for protection and efficiency, And this is really of our physical selves. So again, think about that brand new laptop that you bought. Like, it didn't come with programs like Microsoft, where you basically were able to turn it on. And there were a few things, a few programs that come on every single computer that were available to you. That is how your brain came. And this means that if it's wired for protection and efficiency as the primary sources, that means that your brain doesn't think per se. It has to be programmed. So since when we're children and when we're younger, we're not responsible for our own programming, it was really the adults who were around who were responsible for that, right? They taught us how to behave. It was our parents and family members. It was school. It was television. It was media. All of these things contributed to the programming of your very basic, very primitive things, right? All of these things, even as you learn and grow and maybe overcome some of those things, a lot of those things just lie in our subconscious. And those are the things that lie in the darkest parts of your ego. And this is what you shed light on during the shadow work that you did. So now you're really just working to figure out how to transmute it. So as I've told you in previous episodes, you've really done the bulk of the work is just figuring out how to use the work that you've done to create the experience that you want to create, to have a better human experience, to have a better life. So after hearing all of that, the first thing, the person who's listening to this, the person who's impacted by this, the first thing that you're going to think is, well, my adults programmed me all wrong. You feel like you've been programmed wrong. And for a long time, you probably thought you were broken to a degree. And now you've really done the shadow work and you overstand that you simply have knowledge that they didn't. And you can use that knowledge to reprogram yourself and develop an understanding of the Most High and base your relationship on that so that you can apply it and utilize it in a way that raises your vibration or that helps you to ascend. So even when I talk about, okay, you feel like your adults programmed you wrong, and somebody might wonder, like, what the heck do I mean with that? But with child rearing, for a lot of us, the experience of it was so infused with discipline. Everything was about discipline. So when we think about the adults in our lives and we think about the authority figures in our lives, we automatically have a negative connotation attached to that, especially if you're somebody who were traumatically abused. For a lot of us, just having the experience of the parents that we had, whether it was outright what most people would call abusive or not, but it was under such a strong, disciplined hand. And again, that's going to be very specific for some of the people who are listening to this, to where you feel like you really didn't have any sort of freedom because everything came with discipline attached to it. So if you think about how that impacts your relationship with the divine, if you see them as quote unquote a good, good father, no matter how good that is, you're still going to have that attachment of discipline to the relationship, to the nature of the relationship. So what can we do about this programming? Because at the end of the day, as I said, you've done all of that shadow work and now you're coming into the reprogramming. So here's the example that I can give you that's kind of like what we talked about when we said that the brain is like a computer. So if you've ever had a computer or a phone or a tablet that's just running really weird, it's not behaving as it usually does. It's running slow and laggy. When you click on something, it's taking forever to open. So you click on three different things and then 17 windows pop up at the same time. And you're wondering exactly what is going on. What'd you do? So you have to have, you of course come to learn that something has gone wrong in your computer, whether it's received a virus, whether you've just put too many programs or files on there and now the computer doesn't know what to think, whether you have clicked too many times, which could be manifesting in jumping from action to action in fear and you get all these windows open and you don't know what to do with any of them, but you get what I'm saying. The ultimate issue is that there is something going on with your computer and it's going to need some reprogramming. So you go and you do whatever you need to do. You have the viruses removed that could be present. Maybe you delete some of the documents, remove those. You know what? You even download some protection software, right? And in essence, an entire reprogramming of that system needs to be done in order for it to be restored to a more usable or to even its natural and more protected state, because now you have the virus protection, right? So this is what you are doing with your mind as you dismantle the beliefs and you begin anew. You're constantly deciding what will help you to run more smoothly. Then, as a result of all of this work that you had to do, you've removed everything that had you all mucked up before, and you start to be more mindful and intentional about what you download, where you click, what you allow into your system. That's what your shadow work was meant to help you with, to figure those things out. And this is what's going to change the way that you interact with the world. And this is to include your relationships as a whole. So remember, we're talking about strengthening our relationship to the divine. And once we figure out exactly what our minds are doing when we're communicating with people and individuals, then we can also see how that is made manifest in our connection and the way we work with the divine. And it's through this work that you're ultimately going to be able to shift the reality of your human experience so that you're experiencing it in a way that is more desirable and more productive. And you're doing that through, again, not only changing your environment and the work, but strengthening that connection to the divine so that it's not based on the same fear that may be laying in your subconscious or in your ego from the upbringing of your parents. That's deep, right? So I'm going to take a pause. I'm going to take a pause and I'm going to kind of bring all of that together really quick. And also, this is what I mean when I often tell people that your trauma is not your fault, but it is your responsibility to change and correct it. So when we break all of this down, we're saying the programming that you received from the world outside of yourself when you were too young to know better created the way that you see and view the world today. The way you see and view the world today impacts the way you interact with the people around you. The way you interact with the people around you is also displayed in the relationship that you have and the way you connect with the divine and how you think of the Most High when you're working with them, when you're working with their energy, when you are co-creating with them. So the premise of this is all of that shadow work that you've done has done the work to remove the energy of the negativity that you experienced as a child or in childhood or anytime before now. And it's now made it so that you can build upon that, creating new connections in your life, creating a better connection to the divine, and ultimately having a better experience as a result. I'm going to go back to the parenting because this is where like my best example can possibly come from. If you were raised in an environment to where you feared your parents or the adults that were meant to care for you, and you see the divine as a parent, then that is going to taint your perception of your experience with the divine. So when we think about other, y'all know, I always have to go into Christianity because that's where I come from. And that's always a good way that people can understand where I'm coming from. But I remember learning about when I was younger about how Yeshua said that the Father and Him are one. I'm not sure why it was decided that someone would take that literally, but we know that if we hold the energy of the divine in us, if we are one with the Most High, then how different do you think life could be if you stepped into the sameness that exists between you and the divine, instead of seeing them as a separate entity, IT a parent, or someone else who you identify any sort of harm with? Why not shift to the identity that you have that correlates with the sameness that you have within? I'm going to use my relationship with the divine as an example, because y'all know I always have to give examples just to make sure that I'm offering some clarity. So with the divine, sometimes she's my mother. She nurtures me. She guides me through wisdom and experience and kind of letting me know, like, okay, this is why you don't want to do that, but in a very loving and nurturing way. Sometimes he is my father. He is teaching me the tough lessons in a loving and a caring, but a very stern manner. And, you know, getting me together, getting me right, putting me in order. Sometimes she's my sister. Sometimes she's giving me the game step by step, conveying to me when I fall short and when I need to do better. Also, even with that, it's always in a very loving way. Sometimes he is my brother. Okay. He is protecting me from the things that are just between him and me. The secrets that I got that I don't want to tell the rest of the world, but I know I can trust him to keep them and to keep me safe and protected. Yeah, that happens. Sometimes they are my friend and I can feel the energy of the Most High as members of my spirit team who are here to help me and guide me, who have foresight that I don't possess and can help me to be able to navigate my human experience. And probably at her most restful, I'm going to say at her most restful, she is me. She is tending to my navigation of the human experience. She is embodying the essence of all of the aforementioned ways, right? So that's what relationship looks like. It's the integration of the sameness of what I need to experience in my life that makes me feel covered and protected. But so many of us have made our relationship to the Most High synonymous with either pleasure or pain. And that's just not the case. Sometimes it is a settling. It is a peace. It's harmony, right? It's the balance and alignment that we've been talking about throughout this entire series. It's bringing everything into alignment and understanding that nothing is this or that. Everything is this and that. If that makes sense. So understand that co-creation is about the constant teamwork that it takes to make our way back to the one and embracing all that comes with that, embracing everything that co-creation represents and what it means for us. And this is why the way that you relate to the people around you is likely indicative of how you see your relationship with the divine, with the Most High, with God. And this is why healing is the way that you connect to others and is so key to finding the balance that's necessary for us to flow in the peace that we really desire to experience, that we really know is like right on the other side of nowhere from us. It's here. It's already here. It's just much more simplistic that the world made us believe. And it's going to be through that reprogramming that you realize how easy it all is. And when I say easy, I'm not talking about the road that you had to travel to get here. I am talking about, you know what? I'm not talking about easy. I'm talking about simple. It's simple, but not easy. Thank y'all for that. But yes, it's very simple, not easy. And I think that that's what makes when people experience their awakening. I think that that's what creates a barrier. I'm not going to say I think. I know that that's what creates a barrier for some people is that inability to be like, oh yeah, it's this easy. Let me move forward with it being this easy. No, because society has trained us that things are supposed to be hard. You know what I mean? Nothing worth having for is going to be easy. And it's like, no, but it might be simple. It might be a very difficult way to implement a very simplistic notion because it is very, very simple and it's so beautiful and it's intricate and it's, again, everything just is. It is. And it feels amazing. And my intent is to be able to infuse the collective with my personal experience in a way that I know will help someone else. Because my goal is to get people here and beyond, people who move beyond me energetically and then can bring me up to where they are. It's like, this is not about a battle of any sort. The worst battle that you are fighting is the battle that you're fighting within. You are making this way more difficult than what it actually is. It is that simple. And that is it. Still don't have a sign off because I wasn't expecting to do an episode this soon. But y'all know what I'm about to say. See y'all next time. Thank you so much for joining me today and for receiving this message. I am not currently accepting personal readings, but I do look forward to continuing to be a vessel for the divine in this and other ways. I pray that you've gleaned some clarity from this message, and you can find Opinionated and Enlightened on all major platforms as well as YouTube. Peace.